Hello to you all out there. I'm Mike Harding, speaking to you from a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. It's Christmas Eve, the presents are all under the tree for the big day tomorrow, and I've done so many Christmas shows in the past that you can dig out. The last year's was a 3-hour show of Christmas carols and Christmas songs. So I thought what I would do is kick off with a song from rock and roll's finest folk poet ever. Here it is.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry. Tell him he can take the freeway.
Mr. Chuck Berry with Run, Rudolph, Run from the album Johnny Be Good, his greatest hits remastered. My childhood hero, or should I say the hero of my adolescence. You're very welcome indeed to the next couple of hours and a bit. I'm going to be playing all kinds of stuff, a look back at the year that's gone and a little bit of new stuff as well. And a little bit, just a tiny bit of Christmassy stuff in the middle somewhere. Two people who left us far too early during the course of the year were Alec Finn and John Prine. Alec Finn, of course, who founded that wonderful band, Da Danann, one of the stars of the Irish folk firmament, and John Prine, without any doubt, one of the greatest singer-songwriters the planet has ever produced. Like I say, they sadly passed away this year, so just remind us of how wonderful they were. This is Da Danann from the album Star Spangled Molly with My Irish Molly O. The lead vocals, of course, Maura O'Connell. And that's followed by John Prine with his own song, That's the Way That the World Goes Round. But first of all, here's Alec Finn and Da Danann with My Irish Molly O.
Thank you. That's the way that the world goes round.
Sitting in the bathtub, counting my toes when the radiator broke. Water all froze, I got stuck in the ice without my clothes, naked as the eyes of a clown. I was crying ice cubes, hoping I'd croak when the sun come through the window. The The ice all broke, I stood up and laughed. Thought it was a joke, that's the way.
And great John Prine with That's the Way the World Goes Round from the album Great Days Anthology Disc 1. Before that you heard My Irish Molly O de Dannan from their great album Star Spangled Molly. There is, by the way, a wonderful documentary on TG Caha, that's the Irish language station put out by RTE. There's a great documentary on Alec Finn, part of a series on wonderful musicians like Steve Cooney and Martin O'Connor. So do check it out, because I didn't realise what a fabulous artist Alec Finn was, because as well as being a wonderful bouzouki player and organising the great band de Dannan, he also did a lot of their album covers, and the artwork is truly wonderful. So do check it out. Now, lockdown. Blimey. I mean, it's been 10 months so far, and it looks like we might be still here in April. But are we downhearted? Yes. No. During the period of lockdown, lots of people have just sat there, stuck a microphone up and recorded stuff. Done some great albums. Martin Simpson, for example, being one of them, and this chap, Jez Lowe, being another. His home-recorded album, Crazy Pagan, is a cracker. If you don't know Jez's work, he's a northeast lad. He's from up there in the coalfields of County Durham. And much of his songwriting reflects his life and the people that were around him. This is a great song called Coal Mountain.
I swear I heard Coal Mountain say, begun your miners, you've had your day. My coal black heart you ripped and tore, now no one wants that anymore. I said it's true, those days are done, but I see battles yet to be won. I'll point white finger, I'll fill black lung. As long as there is song still to be sung, come all you brave and you bold, read what is scraped in dust across my soul, and raise up your voices in the songs of the cold. The mountain shook his mighty head. There is no sense in what you've said. Gone is the meaning past those days. This world we know now has different ways. I said, and yet the work is still. Toil for the rich man is plate to fill. Their voices echo across this land. They all need songs with good strong hands. Come all ye brave and ye bold, read what is scraped in dust across my soul, and raise up your voices in the songs of the cold. The mountain rolled a fearsome sound, and in its shadow we stood our ground. The songs we sang, the whole world heard, took heed, took strength from simple words. New generations, how can they know what they hold certain will fade and go? This was our lifetime casting our way. Now songs are all that remain. Come all ye brave and ye bold, read what is scraped in dust across my soul, and raise up your voices in the songs of the cold. Come all ye brave, read what is scraped in dust across my soul, and raise up your voices in the songs of the cold.
Jez Lowe there from the album Crazy Pagan with his own song Coal Mountain. Now, under lockdown, I myself set to learning tunes and trying to improve my mandolin technique. I've got this next tune off just about. It's a great tune by Maurice Lennon and John Hurley. Stockton's Wing recorded it way back on an album called The Crooked Rose. I think it's one of the most beautiful waltzes ever written, but let's see what you think. Here's Stockton's Wing with Catalina.
Thank you.
Isn't that lovely? Great waltz there. Catalina from Stockton's Wings album, The Crooked Rose, written by Morris Lennon, of course, fiddler with Stockton's Wing for many, many years, and somebody called John Hurley, who actually I don't know very much about at all, other than that he co-wrote that tune with the great Morris Lennon. Some people say it's a very fast waltz. Well, all I can say is it's being played for dancing, not walking. I say that all the time when I'm playing in the band, because we get told off for playing our Kaylee music too fast. It's just that we get excited, you know, we get the bit between our teeth and we're, like we've been let out of the stables, we just go for it. Heads down, backsides up, and we bang away. Off we go. That's us. Now, also under lockdown, a new CD has emerged from Mr. Steve Tilston, one of our finest singer-songwriters, and hopefully, in the January show, I'm going to include an interview with Steve about his recordings under the lockdown situation. Meanwhile, I'm going to play you a track from the album. This is called A Million Miles Away, and it features Steve on guitar and banjo, no less. It's good stuff.
And once more she treads in my deepest dreams, twists and turns the tangled threads of my petty schemes, and I ask where she comes from, all that she will say. Further than a million miles away, did we ever meet before in those easy days when I roamed such carefree hills in some tipsy haze? She wants some wishful muse. I seem to know that face. Maybe I've written spells to conjure her into this space.
Away. That's Steve Tilston from his new album Such Times, and like I said, I'm going to hopefully I'll arrange to do a down the line interview with Steve before the January show comes out and play two or three tracks from that album, because it is a cracker. Now, that wonderful Scots guitarist Anna Massey is also, as many people will know, a composer and songwriter, and I got a lovely little email from her a few weeks back to say, "Dear Mike, I hope this finds you well. Long time no see. thought I'd drop you a line to let you hear my new Christmas song, 2020. It's a wee bit of crack about this year, with a cautiously optimistic feel. Lots of love, Anna. Well, I think it, yeah, optimistic is the right word, but it's also very funny. This is Anna Massey with 2020.
Though it hasn't been the perfect year, 2020's nearly done, and things are looking up, my dear. We can mull some wine and hang some shiny things on the tree. At the top of my present list is simply your presence here with me. Long dark winter's nights can be dreary, but now you're here with me, Christmas is looking more cheery. Light the fire, lock the door, and cuddle down. This winter staying in is the new night on the town. We won't go outdoors for more than just a bundled up walk or two. And if the mood is right, I just might share my selection box with you. If you ask me what my Christmas wish is, I would answer just not to have to do the dishes. Not go quite as planned. Bumping elbows with your friends instead of shaking hands. As midnight chimes and auld lang syne is sung at the bells. Here's health and happiness, and a hope that next year will see us well. Been the perfect year. 2020's nearly done, and things are looking up, my dear.
I'd forgotten that she's got such a great voice. I mean, she is one of the most wonderful guitarists you'll ever hear. She can play anything. A really fabulously talented musician. She writes lots of great tunes as well, but that, I've forgotten how good her voice is. Beautiful, that. Really enjoyed it. 2020 from Anna Massey, and that's her downloadable single, I believe. Now, I've indulged myself over the course of the last year playing you a certain number of two songs to the same tune, and I'm going to go out with a blaze of glory with another two songs to the same tune. There's a great Irish jig called the Limerick Rake, which many, many people will know. It's one of the first tunes that you learn when you're starting to play in bands and that. And Christy Moore does a great version of the Limerick Rake on his album The Early Years, 1969 to 1981. And, of course, I heard him sing it live on many and many occasions going back, way, way, way back, because we were young chaps together in the early days of the second wave of the folk revival. And I'm going to follow that with a track from Bob Fox's album Dreams Never Leave You, called Champion at Keeping Them Rolling, written by Ewan McCall, who of course wrote so many wonderful songs which have become part of the canon. Two songs to the same tune. So, in a few moments, Bob Fox with Champion at Keeping Them Rolling, but first of all, here's me old mucker, Christy Moore, with The Limerick Rake.
That's Scorsese and Bold and Castleton, Connors and very well known. The Newcastle West has spent many's a night with Kitty, Jodie and Mary. Me father rebuked me for being such a rake, for spending me time in such frolicsome ways. I ne'er could forget the good nature of Jane, fog of me children Latasha. Me parents had taught me to shake and to sow, to plough, to harrow, to reap and to mow. Me mind been too wary to leave it so low, I went out in high speculation. And parchment and paper they taught me to write, in Euclid and grammar they opened me eyes. In multiplication in truth I was bright, fog and me children of Tasha. If I happen to go to the town or at Keel, the girls around me do flock in the square. Some give me the bottle and other sweet cake to treat me and not to their parents. There's one from Muskeaton and one from the Pike, another from Martin, me heart is beguiled. Being from the mountains, their stockings are white, fog of me children of Tasha. To quarrel for riches I ne'er was inclined, the greatest of misers must leave them behind. I'll get the cow that'll never run dry and milk her by twisting her horns. John Damer of Seanall had plenty of gold, Devonshire's treasure was 20 times more. He's on his back and made nettles and stones, fog of me children of Tasha. Market to Croom with a cock in me hat and me pipes in full tune. I've been welcomed at once and brought up to a room where Bacchus is sporting with Venus. There's Biddy and Jane from the town of Glory, Mary from Bruffin, we're all on a spree. Such a common of locks as there was about me, fog of me true, we're a wise. Been fond of the women, I think is no crime. The son of King David had 1,000 wives, his wisdom was highly recorded. I'll till a good garden and live at me ease. Each woman and child can partake of the same. If there's war in the cabin themselves, they might blame. Fog of me should were a tasha. Now for the future, I mean to be wise. I'll send for the women that acted so kind. I'll marry them all on the morrow by and by, if the clergy'll agree to me bargain. When I'm on me back and the soul is at peace, these women will crowd for to try and be wake. Their sons and daughters will offer a prayer to the Lord for the soul of their father.
Jungle, the calf's me a boat, and I'm well known to Mary and Blondie. Me liquor is diesel oilist with strong tea. The old highway code was my first ABC. I cut me eye teeth on an old AC, and I'm champion at keeping them rolling. And I'm champion at keeping them rolling. And I'm champion at keeping them rolling. Sat in the cab, I've been broiled in the sun, I've been snowed up in shop on the Manchester run. I've crawled through the fog with me 22 ton of fish stinking like blazes. From London and Glasgow to the Newcastle Quay, from Liverpool and Preston to Bristol City, all the lads on the road give a thumb sign to me, 'cause I'm champion at keeping them rolling. And I'm champion at keeping them rolling. and I'm champion at keeping them rolling. Talk of your soldiers, as sailors so bold, but there's many and many a hero untold, sat in the cab through the frost and the snow, day after day without sleeping. So it's watch out for cops and slow down at the bends, keep an eye on your gauges, boys, and watch your big ends, and zig with your lights when you pass your old friends. You'll be champion at keeping them rolling. You'll be champion at keeping them rolling. You'll be champion at keeping them rolling. Travel the road and I sit in me cab and I lumber me load. The hotel's me jungle, the cab's me abode, and I'm well known to Mary and Blondie. Me liquor is diesel oil laced with strong tea. The old highway code was me first ABC. I cut me eye teeth on an old AC. And I'm champion at keeping them rolling. And I'm champion at keeping them rolling. And I'm champion at keeping them rolling. Yes, I'm champion at keeping them rolling.
Champion at keeping them rolling, Bob Fox, from the album Dreams Never Leave You. And before that, you heard Christy Moore with The Limerick Rake. That's from the album The Early Years, 1969 to 1981. Two songs to the same tune. Now, a couple of cracking albums came out from Kirsty Merrin and Rachel Newton during the course of the last year. And what I'm going to do is pick a track from each, which actually tell the same story in different ways. The story is the outlandish knight, the story of the knight who takes a young girl to the riverbank and is about to drown her when she, in many versions of the story, fools him and she gets the upper hand. Some of the versions also involve a parrot which tells the tale on her when she gets back home. It's a great song, one of the old ballads. In a few moments, Rachel Newton with her song, her working of it, called The Early Morning. But first of all, here's Kirsty Merrin with her reworking of the traditional ballad, The Outlandish Knight.
Thank you. shouted he. For six young girls I've drowned here, and seventh shall you be. But first take off that silken gown and give it up to me. Would be a shame to let it rot all in the salty sea.
Turn about, oh I've drowned here, you can keep them company. She mounted on her milk-white steed and led his dapple grey, and she went back to her parents' house before the break of day. And there she met with her mother dear. Oh, where have you been from me? I've been to church and
Rachel Newton from her new album To the Oar, with The Early Morning, her working of the traditional ballad The Outlandish Night, and before that you heard Kirsty Merrin from her recent album Our Bright Night with yet another version of the ballad. Two cracking songs, in my humble opinion. Now, when you've heard the next track, I want you to go straight to Tim Eadie's website and pay 99p for the privilege of downloading it as a single, because it is a work of pure genius. He's helped on it by Natalie McMaster, that fantastic Canadian Scottish fiddler from the Prince Edward Island region, and the money that's made from this single goes towards helping people who've suffered a neonatal death, who've lost a baby shortly after birth. It's a cause very dear to Tim's own heart, because he and his wife suffered the loss of an infant a few years back, very tragically. And I think he's done a fantastic job of this piece of music. And like I say, every penny that is made from this will go towards helping people who are grieving and suffering from the death of a young child. It's a brilliant, brilliant version, because the man is a genius. The song you'll know as Fields of Gold, written by Sting, and this is a wonderful instrumental version with Tim on squeeze box and guitar and Natalie McMaster on fiddle. Just sit back and enjoy this, and please, when you've heard it, do go to Tim's website and put 99p in the box, because it's going for a great cause.
Thank you.
simply beautiful. That was Tim Eadie with Fields of Gold, a new single that he's put out to raise money for the neonatal deaths charity that he supports. So please go to his website. You'll find Tim Eadie's website link on our own page, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com. Go to that and you'll find a link through to Tim's own website and you can download that single and help the charity. Now, regular listeners to this podcast, in fact, as regular as last month, will recall that I did a three-tracker, or was it four-tracker, I can't remember now, with Martin Simpson from his new album, Home Recordings. Well, he's been a busy lad because at the same time he's produced two EPs with the band Magpie Arc. And I'm going to play you next month a track from EP number two, and this month I'm going to play you a track from EP number one, because I never got round to playing a track from EP number one, and from it I've picked actually one of my favourite songs of Martin's. Love Never Dies, because I believe that true love never does die. But while I had Martin on the line to record an interview with him last month, I thought I'd ask him, why is the band called Magpie Arc?
What is the Magpie Arc? Shall I answer the question? Right. The Magpie Arc, as far as I'm concerned, is a jolly good idea that was cooked up by Adam Holmes and Alex Hunter and Nancy Kerr and Tom Wright. They thought it would be a really good move to put together a disparate sort of collection of humanity, Anglo-Scots, to play whatever came out. And they decided that they wanted me to be involved, but they didn't want me to play any of this acoustic nonsense. They wanted me to play electric guitar. And, you know, I've been waiting 52 years for somebody to say, why don't you come and play electric guitar? So I did. And it's such an opportunity, you know, it's an extraordinary opportunity to explore what to me is a different instrument. It's not that we want to be famous rock and rollers. It's that we really want to explore this music. You know, basically, we are all sending each other messages going, what do you think of, you know, the Screaming Conniptions as a name? No, I don't think so. And so out of the blue comes this illustration, which Nancy did, which is a drawing of an Australian magpie, which is a fabulous bird, as you well know. And with it, the suggestion, the Magpie Arc. And I looked at it and went, yeah, why not? Why not the Magpie Arc? And when people say, what does it mean? I say, I don't have a clue. It's the Magpie Arc, which is kind of nice. You know, it's nice not to have to explain the name of the band. It's just what it is. It's what you call us.
There's an old white Chevette with its hood up, and a little man stares underneath. He's got oil on his hands and an old Harley cap on. He ain't smiling, but he's showing his teeth. There's four kids in the car, and the littlest is screaming, red-faced on his mother's stretch iced denim thighs. On the little man's shirt, there's two skeletons screwing, and the legend says, love never dies. Love never dies. Lust loses its shine. Friendship can fade or be forced to a close. The frost follows clear skies in the flatlands I come from, but in this Arkansas truck stop, love never dies. I stopped in on my way down to Little Rock. and a gray-haired man caught my eye. He said, "Son, you look like a guitar player, and I want you to know so was I. I was hitting the road with the Brazos boys, with Patsy and Hawkshaw and all of the rest, and I played pretty good on my Super 400, though I never was one of the best. You know, I gave old Hawk a Gibson one time. It was a J200, man, such a sweet neck. And they say it stood up like a country grave marker right there in the middle of that plain wreck. Love never dies, lust loses its shine. Friendship can fade or be forced to a close. The frost follows clear skies in the flatlands I come from, but in this Arkansas truck stop, love never dies. He says, "I don't play the guitar that much anymore. My wife wanted me back at home. She was tired of wondering about me. She was tired of sleeping alone. We live outside Philadelphia now. I have a nice house, man, I've had some good luck. Find myself on this highway still. I'm down here in Arkansas driving this truck." Love never dies, lust loses its shine. Friendship can fade or be forced to a close. The frost follows clear skies in the flatlands I come from, but in this Arkansas truck stop, love never dies. Love never dies.
Love Never Dies, that's the Magpie Ark, EP 1, and I'll play a track from EP 2 next month, I promise. Honest, cross my heart, hope to die, Scouts Honour, and even Cubs Honour. Right, now, some of you might remember I played a track from Mary Fielding in one of the previous shows, and I've recently discovered the girl. She's a wonderful fiddler, as many of you know, living in Scotland, got Irish roots, and she's produced some fantastic albums, and I was able to get hold of some of her earlier stuff as well this year. And from the early album Antra, which is Irish for The Beach, The Strand, I'm going to play you a beautiful version of Raglan Road. Of course, the poem written by Patrick Kavanagh, and the tune is the traditional tune, The Dawning of the Day, sung here by Pauline Scanlon, and I think she does an absolutely wonderful version. It's one of the best I've ever heard. But sit back and enjoy this.
On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I saw her first anew. That heart our care would weave a snare.
From a beautiful album called Antra, made by the great fiddler Murray Fielding, and the vocals on that particular track were Pauline Scanlon, of course from Kerry, a fantastic singer. Now, I'm going to play you a poem now, written by Tony Curtis. He's a fantastic poet, wonderful friend of mine, a great human being, a lovely man with a great love for his fellow human beings. If you don't know his poetry, you should really check it out. And if you get the remotest chance to go and see him reading, do go, because he's just a gem, absolutely. He's just produced a little booklet called By Bus to Christmas. It's published by the Candlestick Press in England. And from it, I'm going to read you, because I wanted him to read this, but unfortunately, we couldn't get it together. I couldn't get him into a studio in Dublin in time. So I'm afraid you're going to have to put up with me reading it. It's a lovely poem about when he was a child. His father came home and found him in the back garden. And something magical happened. It's called The Red-Breasted Lookout on Christmas Eve. It is Christmas Eve, 60 years ago. I'm 5 years old, a curious child, out in the cold searching the night sky for a glimpse of Santa's sleigh. I turn and my father is at the shed, putting his bicycle away. Seeing me, he asks if I've seen the big red man. No, I say, but I spotted a red robin. Ah, the robin, my father says. The lookout. The robin always appears before the reindeer. He's making sure little boys are tucked up tight and dreaming. Then he lifts me up into the air and I hang there in the branches of his arms like a red-cheeked robin, laughing my head off with fright. Now my father's gone, and every Christmas Eve that childhood memory lifts me into the air. And in a sad heart shake, the silver joy of Christmas is everywhere, and everywhere is Christmas once again. Well, as I said, I would far rather have had Tony coming all the way from Dublin to read his own poem there, but sadly, it couldn't be done because of the pandemic and various other things, so I did it. The band you heard there playing Little Town of Bethlehem are the Christchurch Citadel Salvation Army Band, and that comes from an album called Christmas Brass, 20 Favourite Carols. The poem I read was The Red-Breasted Lookout on Christmas Eve, written by Tony Curtis, and it's in his book By Bus to Christmas, published by the Candlestick Press. You can get all of it from Tony's own website, I think. Now, Neve Nicara is one of my favourite musicians ever. She plays fiddle like a genius. She plays concertina like a genius. She's toured the world with Riverdance and played with people like the Chieftains and Carlos Nunez. And she's a new album just out called Donnelly's Arm. And from it, here's three tunes, The Curlew Hills, Tripping to the Well, and Two Part Four, a barn dance and a couple of polkas. Some of you might recognise the first tune as the Glenbey Hornpipe or the Ballybunion Hop. Don't hop while she's playing it, though. Just, well, you could do, I suppose.
Thank you.
Great stuff. The Curlew Hills, Tripping to the Well, and Two Part Four, Barn Dance, a couple of polkas from Neve Nakara's new album, Donnelly's Arm. Now, I think this is possibly the most requested track ever on this show. Bernard Wrigley with The Secret Life of Walter's Mittens. Not The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, but The Secret Life of Walter's Mittens. Listen to every word of this, and the whole rigmarole, from flying carpets to ham sandwiches, will suddenly make sense.
There was a jumble sale up at the Scout Hut, not last Sunday, Sunday before, and our Walter knew he were first in the queue. He took a flask and camped at the door. He woke up on step the next morning with a stiff neck, wet pants and backache. He had to retrieve his belongings that his mam gave away by mistake. The Bruins book didn't concern him, nor his clothes, at rest of the clutter. It were his old woolly mitts, all holy and split, that made him behave like a nutter. He paid 10 pence to get the mitts back. They thought he were out of his head. Paying that for some raggy old mittens, but he'd have paid him 10 quid if they'd said. See, the mitts had been knit by his grandma from an old Persian rug she'd unravelled. It were an ugly old matted up eyesore that Grandpa picked up on his travels. Nobody knew it were magic. He'd got it from some old bazaar when travelling the world with the circus as a clown. Are you with me so far? Well, nobody knew of its powers, and Grandpa himself is long gone. In fact, we don't know if he'd give it a go. If he had, well, he hadn't let on. You see, to get the carpet to work, you need to say alakazam. But if you weren't shown, you wouldn't have known, so it sat on the floor at his grand's. Its powers were passed to the mittens, but still no one knew what were what. Till one day last March, young Walter put the mitts on to go to the shop. 'Cause Walter were apprenticing garage in the back lane behind the co-op. And in keeping with motor trade traditions, at dinner times got sent to the shop. Now one day his list got blown from his hand, but all the blokes still got fed. 'Cause he'd a right good memory, had Walter. He could recite it off top of his head. 'Cause Ray had cheese and Duffy had egg and a bacon and brown sauce for Jimmy. And Billy has spam and alakazam. 'Course he said magic word. Are you with me? Yes, alakazam was the mystical word. Walter were quite overcome, for a voice said, "You are my master," and seemed to come from a hole in the thumb. "Magic mitten at your command. Say where you'd like me to fly." "Cup final next May," said Walter, being daft. Thumb said, "I'll give it a try." They soared away through time and space to Wembley and landed next May. I won't say who won, 'cause it spoils all the fun, but he cheered when his team saved the day. After the match, he were landed intact at the garage, where lads were stood round, saying, "Where have you been for us sarnies? And what you doing 3 foot off the ground?" So he told them the tale of the mittens, how he'd said magic word in the shop. "So what was it you said then?" said Alec. "I'm buggered if I know, I forgot." "It'd likely be abracadabra," said Ray, who knew nout about out. And they spent rest of day suggesting, but managed to come up with nout. Now the trip only took them 10 minutes, but the ham had gone off during flight, and poor Alec got food poisoning and had deja vu with Sarny that night. But Walter still hopes, as he goes for the grub, that he one day might get a repeat. But he's not likely to say alakazam anymore. Alec's turned veggie and give up on meat.
Bernard Wrigley there, with The Secret Life of Walter's Mittens. That's from the album Now So Funny as Folk. Now, I was asked to play this next track in the last request show, but I didn't have room for it, I'm afraid. I've got plenty of room for it now, so here we go. It's Edwina Hayes with what I think is one of the most lovely versions of the Richard Thompson song, Waltzings for Dreamers. And on this Christmas Eve, I think about some of us who may be waltzing and dreaming at the same time. You never know. This is lovely.
Oh, play me a blues song, fade down the light. I'm sad as a proud man can be sad tonight. Just let me dream on, oh, just let me sway, while the sweet violins and the saxophones play. And miss, you don't know me, but can't we pretend that we care for each other till the band reach the end? Oh, one step for breaking, two steps for breaking, waltzings for dreamers and losers in love. One step for sighing, two steps for crying, waltzings for dreamers and losers in love. Oh, they say love's for gamblers, the pendulum swings. I bet hard on love and I lost everything. But don't send me home now, put a shot in my arm, and we'll drink out olden memories, and we'll drink. And Mr. Bandleader, won't you play one more time? For I've got folding money in this pocket of mine. Oh, one step for aching, two steps for breaking, waltzings for dreamers and losers in love. One step for sighing, two steps for crying, waltzings for dreamers and losers in love.
Popular singers on the certainly on the northern folk scene, Edwina Hayes there with what I think is a classic version of the great Richard Thompson song Waltzings for Dreamers. The album that comes from is called Pour Me a Drink, and it's well worth checking out. Now, two songs back to back, which I think give us some solace in these troubled times. First of all, We Are Different, We Are One, by Mary Hell, from their new album Emergency Lullabies, I think one of their strongest albums ever. And that's followed by The Captain of the Lost Waves from his album Hidden Gems with Hating Hate. Two songs which I think reflect very strongly upon what's happening today.
Sing one more time again, my friends. For where I start, you do not end. And forgive me, my naive heart,
I wish for us a song to start. So bring it in and join your hands for singing heals divided lands. And oh, we are all not the same, but I think we bear some common names. We are wire and wood, we are neighborhood, we are falling rain and rising sun. We are more not less, we are NHS, we are different, we are one. So stand by me as darkness falls, and light your lamps and fill the halls, and sing into the face of hate. It's not over yet, it's not too late. We are wire and wood, we are neighborhood, we are falling rain and rising sun.
criticizing, putting you down. You can't just let that be. So I'll do what can be done. For by hating hate, 'tis only hate that I become. Shall not release us, for through her blind spots Pete chooses to see. I will not hate you, my sister, brother. It matters not if you hate me.
I love that guy's stuff, I really do. Captain of the Lost Waves there from the album Hidden Gems with Hating Hate. And before that you heard Mary Hell from their new album Emergency Lullabies with We Are Different, We Are One. Another two tracks back to back now, new releases 2020. Two albums which I enjoyed greatly. First of all, Balu Baliri from the album by Findlay Napier, Gillian Frame and Mike Vass called The Ledger. And that's followed by a track from the new Catfish Keith album, Pack My Little Suitcase. First of all, Balu Baliri.
Thank you. you remember that time? Had a great big falling out. Don't you remember that time? Had a great big falling out. Crying and hollering, poor boy is moving out. I'm gonna pack my little suitcase, gonna move uptown. Gonna pack my little suitcase, gonna move uptown. The wave and the water boy carry my little troubles down. I'm gonna leave this town, gonna bid you farewell. Gonna leave this town, gonna bid you fare thee well. Everything come falling down and my mouth flew open like a mussel shell. Smoking like a chimney won't ease my mind at all. Smoking like a chimney won't ease my mind at all. 100,000 reefers knock me down like a cannonball. Baby, look what a hole I'm in. Yeah, hear me, pretty baby. Look what a hole I'm in. If I ever get up, I swear you ain't never gonna fall down again. Take me back, baby, and try your daddy one more time. Take me back, baby. Try your daddy one more time. Take my right hand and know you're in this heart of mine. Gonna pack my little suitcase, gonna move uptown. I'm gonna pack my little suitcase, gonna move uptown. Let the wave and the water boy carry my little troubles down. Let the wave and the water boy carry my little troubles down.
That man is just solid. So damn good. And I thought he was really, really old because I've been collecting his albums, I don't know, must be maybe 15 years now. And I imagined he was a real old blueser, but he's actually quite a young shaver. Brilliant stuff. The album, did I mention it? It's called Blues at Midnight. Catfish Keith with Pack My Little Suitcase. And before that, you heard Findlay Napier, Gillian Frame and Mike Vass from the album The Ledger with a Scottish lullaby, Baloo Baleary. And may I say that the wonderful Corinne Polwart has a superb version of that on one of her albums. I must try and dig it out sometime. Now, the next track comes from an album too complex, deep and interesting for me to sum up in a trite sentence or two. Cosmo Sheldrake is a young chap who takes his recording equipment out into the fields and the woods and the shores of these islands and records birdsong and then works with them to weave music around the music of their calls and produce what I think is something of rare and special and spiritual beauty. But I'll leave you to make your own mind up about that. The track I'm going to play now is called Cuckoo Song, and in fact it's a song my mum used to sing to me when I was tiny, sitting on her knee.
What do you do
in April? I open my bill in May. I sing night and day in June. I change my tune in July. Far off I fly in August away. What do you do? In April I open my bill. In May I sing night and day. In June I change my tune. In July far off I fly. In August away. What do you do? In April I open my bill. In May I sing night and day. In June I change my tune. In July far off I fly. In August away.
Cosmo Sheldrake with Cuckoo Song from the album Wake Up Calls. It's a beautiful, beautiful album. And if only for the bird song itself, it's well worth getting your grubby little mitts on. Now, Ian Anderson, editor of Fruits magazine, has been very busy during 2020 reissuing vintage tracks from the early days of the second wave of the British folk revival. An album came out, I think about September, called The Great Granddaughter of the Great White Dap. A collection of tracks from various people, including this chap, Daryl Adams, the great, well, what was he, a troubadour, a hippie, a hobo, a wanderer, in particular around Europe, with a banjo, commemorated in such songs as Alan Taylor's Banjo Man. Daryl Adams, well, let me just put it this way, Alex Campbell modelled his early career on this man. Here's Daryl Adams with Deep Ellum Blues, and this is As Good As It Gets.
When you go down in Deep Ellum, put your money in your shoe. 'Cause in Deep Ellum women got the money making blues. Oh, sweet mama got the money making blues. When you go down in Deep Ellum, put your money in your hat. 'Cause in Deep Ellum women will lay you on the flat. Oh, sweet mama, got the money making blues. when you go down in deep bell. Put your money in your sock, 'cause in deep bell I'm women will lay you on the rock. Oh, sweet mama, got the money making blue.
Voice, what a banjo technique as well. I love that. Clawhammer, I think you call that style. Brilliant. Daryl Adams from the album The Great Granddaughter of the Great White Dap with Deep Ellum Blues. Now, a new album from Edgelarks of traditional songs, beautiful subtle reworkings of classics, was one of the highlights of 2020, as was an album from young George Sampson of Granny's Attic, his solo album simply called George Sampson, I think was a bare and honest and very connected collection of beautiful trad songs. And I think the guy's really got it. He's really nailed it. But enough from me. I'm going to play you a track from Edgelark's album, Henry Martin, first off, The Seeds of Love. And that's going to be followed by George Sampson with The Bold Fisherman. Two great classic tracks done with absolute integrity and depth.
Oh, I sowed the seeds of love for to blossom all in the spring. I sowed them all on one May morning, while the small birds they did sing, while the small birds they did sing. Oh, I locked my garden gate, and I choosed for to keep the key, till some young man came a-courting me, and he stole my heart away, and he stole my heart away. Oh, the gardener was standing by, and I asked him to choose for me. He chose me the violet, the lily, and the pink. All these flowers I refused, all three. All these flowers I refused, all three. Oh, the violet I did not like, because it would fade too soon. And the lily and the pink I very overlooked, and I vowed I would stay till June, and I vowed I would stay till June. For in June there grows a red, red rose, and that is the flower for me. Oftentimes I have plucked at the red, till I gained the willow tree, till I gained the willow tree. Oh, the willow tree will twist, and the willow tree will twist, and so will that false deluded young man that once stole the heart of again. as I roved out one May morning down by a riverside. It's there I spied a fisherman come rolling down the tide. It's there I spied a fisherman come rolling down the tide. Good morning to you, bold fisherman. Good morning, he did say. How came you here so far from home, so early in the morn? How came you here so far from home, so early in the morn? Then he pulled off his morning gown and laid it on the ground. And there I spied three chains of gold all around his neck hang down. And there I spied three chains of gold all around his neck hang down. Down on my bended knees I fell. Pardon, pardon me, in calling you a fisherman, come rolling down the sea. In calling you a fisherman, come rolling down the sea. Oh, rise you up, rise up, said he, no offence thou'st given to me. In calling me a fisherman, come rolling down the sea. In calling me a fisherman, come rolling down the sea. Take you to some church, said he, and married we shall be. And you will have your bold fisherman to row you on the sea. And you will have your bold fisherman to row you on the sea.
Combination of instruments you don't very often hear nowadays, the Appalachian dulcimer, the lap dulcimer, and obviously the guitar came in shortly after. Really interesting. A lot of people think that the Bold Fisherman refers to Jesus Christ and that it's a religious song rather than just purely and simply a love song, which is just another interesting take on the ballad. The Bold Fisherman from George Samson's eponymous album, and before that you heard Edgelark from the album Henry Martin with the beautiful traditional song The Seeds of Love, which of course was one of the first folk songs ever collected by Cecil Sharp. Now, another CD which impressed me mightily in 2020 is The Living Mountain from Jenny Sturgeon. Jenny Sturgeon, the great Scottish musician and singer. The album is inspired by the book The Living Mountain, which was written by Nan Shepherd, and I don't think it was published until very late on in her life. It lay in a drawer in her desk, and it's a beautiful book. I'm reading it for the second time now, and it's a sort of mystical book in a way, because Nan Shepherd spent a great deal of her life walking in the Grampian Mountains of Scotland, and her knowledge of that area and her understanding of that area got deeper and deeper as she walked and travelled and slept out in the mountains through all the seasons. I'll just read you this and then I'll play you Frost and Snow by Jenny Sturgeon from her album. This comes from the book The Living Mountain. The freezing of running water is another mystery. The strong white stuff whose power I've felt in swollen streams, which I've watched pour over ledges in endless ease, is itself held and punished but the struggle between frost and the force in running water is not quickly over. The battle fluctuates, and at the point of fluctuation between the motion in water and the immobility of frost, strange and beautiful forms are evolved. Until I spent a whole midwinter day wandering from one burn to another watching them, I'd no idea how many fantastic shapes the freezing of running water took. In each whirl and spike, one catches the moment of equilibrium between two elemental forces. Frost and Snow from Jenny Sturgeon's beautiful album, The Living Mountain. Now, I'm not going to comment on the presidential shenanigans that have been going on across the pond in the USA, because we have enough dogs fighting over here, the other side of the pond, and we'll find out, I suppose, our destiny in Europe in a few hours' time. At this moment, in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, I am in limbo. But what I'm going to do now is play you two tracks which I think give us all great hope for the future. The first is that wonderful, wonderful song of Zoe Mulford's, The President Sang Amazing Grace, which commemorates President Obama's visit to the scene of a terrible massacre and his reaction to it. And that's followed by Eliza Gilkison, with a song called Peace in Our Hearts from her album 2020, the year that's in it. First of all, the president sung Amazing Grace.
A young man came to a house of prayer. They did not ask ask what brought him there. He was not friend, he was not kin. But they opened the door and let him in. And for an hour the stranger stayed. He sat with them and seemed to pray. But then the young man drew a gun and killed 9 people, old and young. In Charleston, in the month of June, the mourners gathered in a room. The president came to speak some words, and the cameras rolled, and the nation heard. But no words could say what must be said, for all the living and the dead. So on that day and in that place, the president sang Amazing Grace. The president sang Amazing Grace. We argued where to lay the blame, on one man's hate or our nation's shame, some sickness of the mind or soul, and how the wounds might be made whole. But no words could say what must be said, for all the living and the dead. So on that day and in that place, the president sang Amazing Grace. My president sang Amazing Grace.
Eliza Gilkeston with Peace in Our Hearts from her new album 2020. And before that, you heard the President sang Amazing Grace, Zoe Mulford's wonderful, wonderful song from her album Little Brown Birds. Just got time for a couple more tracks. And I'm reflecting really on this Christmas Eve on the fact that by tonight, probably, we'll know what our future is out of Europe. Because, of course, we have left. And I'm not going to go into details about how I feel, apart from that I am deeply distressed. I see myself as a European, and I think I always will be. My father is buried in a graveyard in Holland. He died fighting for us in World War II, and he would have applauded the idea of a united Europe, 70 years of peace, and nearly 50 years as a trading partner in what is one, I believe, of the greatest ideas that humanity has ever had. So, what do I play now? A track from a wonderful, wonderful album by young Will Pound called A Day Will Come. Will is a committed Europhile, having travelled all over the continent playing and met musicians from pretty much every European country. And what he did was put together an album of tunes that he collated to celebrate the wonderful diversity and the richness of our different musical traditions. So let's hear a track now which celebrates the music of the two countries of Portugal and Lithuania. Will Pound. What a mouth organ player. Blimey. That's from the album A Day Will Come, and that was Portugal and Lithuania. A tune from each of those European countries. And hopefully, a day will indeed come. I'm going to finish with a song which the Odd Fellows pub in Middleton every Monday night finishes their session with. May never happen again, because post-COVID, who knows if we're ever going to have those wonderful music sessions. Nah, nobody knows. But still and all, this is a great way of saying goodbye to the year and hello to the next year to come, and that we will still be together and still be friends and still be sharing the parting glass. This is The Voice Squad from Ireland with what I think is the greatest version of this song ever. Thanks for listening throughout 2020 and the years previously. Stick with it. I'll be back again in January. In the meantime, look after yourselves. Stay safe. Take no notice of the idiots. And mind how you go. Ta-ra.
Of all the money here I had, I spent it in good company, and all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me. And all that I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be to you all. If I had money enough to spend, and leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair maid in this town that surely has me heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, I own she has me heart enthralled. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be to you all. Of all the comrades there I had, they are sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts there I had, they'd wish me one more day to stay. But since it fell into my lot that I should rise and you should not, I gently rise and softly call. Good night.